No fat. And you know what's happening now?
What?
Is you can't hardly get. Where'd you get that? Where'd you
at
get the buffalo
Smith's.
Meat?
I got it at Smith's.
Because I always went to Trader Joe's and we get those buffalo burgers, which we love. And then all of a sudden, everybody was buying. They couldn't keep them in stock. And now you can't get them.
Well, this was at Smith's.
Okay, Smith, I'm writing that down. Smith's buffalo meat.
No antibiotics, Smith. No hormones, natural yeah. buffalo meat.
Gosh. I bet you'd eat Bambi, too.
I would eat almost anything. It's true. There's very few things I won't eat.
Okay, so tell
I'd
me
be great for one of those shows where they go around the world eating all the weird stuff.
We're done with this.
Okay.
Tell me about this giant cheating scandal in Atlanta. What's that? Cheating on what?
Is that
cheating
disgusting
who?
Or what?
I don't know. I didn't hear it.
I think the story I have here, they have a picture of the superintendent of Atlanta schools.
The teacher?
Receiving an award in 2009 for the top superintendent in the United States.
Okay.
And here she was cheating the whole time.
What do you mean cheating? Teachers
like
cheating what?
Hundreds of teachers and principals and the superintendent was involved and everybody was getting the tests ahead of time and giving the kids the answers, and then that's why they were getting improvement.
Because they wanted to have good scores for their students.
Because they wanted good scores for the students.
They're worried about tenure.
It's just absurd. That's why we need to get the federal government out of education.
How'd they
this
catch
is
them?
What happened.
How'd they catch them?
I don't know. How did they catch them?
Do you know?
Anybody know?
No. Well, why didn't this happen when we were kids?
I could have used some of that.
Why did all my teachers look like Aunt B? And teachers these days, you know, they look like pole dancers.
Yeah, they're all seducing their
Sarah Palin. She thinks Sarah Palin's good looking.
I think she's good looking too.
Yeah.
I think she's good looking.
I do too.
She's hot. Yeah. So how'd we get to Sarah Palin?
I don't
smart
know.
Too.
Talking about hot teachers, she's not a teacher.
I was talking
she
about
kind of looks
dancers,
like a teacher.
So I don't know how we transitioned from
it.
Pole dancers to Sarah.
Now we're on pole dancers. How did we get to pole dancers?
Because none of my teachers were
pole dancers.
They were all Aunt B.
Well, none of them were seducing their students either back then. Were they or were they? Did you ever
I had
run up against
really
that?
Really hot second grade teacher. I can still remember her.
Well, that's
and
a little
I can
bit
remember
young.
My mom giving my dad trouble after the parent teacher
because he
conference.
Was going to all the PTA meetings.
There was no cheating back then because they looked like Aunt B. And
I
who
know,
wants
all mine
that?
Did. All mine did too. Yeah. Of course, there were some handsome male teachers back in those days.
Did you have a handsome male teacher?
Yes, I did have some handsome male teachers, but none of that stuff went on. There was no male teachers right. touching
not,
little girls or none of that kind
knew.
Of stuff back then.
Not that
well,
we
not
knew. Anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Not that we knew.
I think it did. I think it happened.
You think it's happening?
My high school
happening
girlfriend
more more?
Was asked out by one of my teachers. So.
Well, high school, a lot of high school teachers, I think.
That's okay then.
Yeah, well, I think they do. I mean, it just it happens. You
how
know,
about the Republic?
Of course, they can get a lot of movies now.
How about the Republicans finally getting rid of that light bulb ban?
Well, what was up with that? I mean, they were going to ban light bulbs?
It's been making me angrier and angrier because they made all these promises during last fall when they were running for election. They're not doing anything. They're not repealing Obamacare. They're not even repealing the light bulbs.
Well, you just got through saying
but
you want them out of the
finally this week got around to putting legislation up to
that
repeal
that.
So of course, the Senate will probably vote it down, so it won't do any good.
We can keep incandescent
light bulbs. We can keep our light bulbs, Steve. Is that amazing?
Well, they weren't outlawing all light bulbs. Fluorescents they wanted and energy-saving
ones.
Right?
The ones with mercury in them and that cost a fortune. They like those.
You know, can't we just know those things and decide for ourselves?
Yeah.
No, we're
wouldn't you think that we're
when do
Americans
we get to that
are
point?
Free enough to choose our own doggone light bulbs?
When do we get to that point? I mean, we're paying for it.
This is government overreach.
Yeah, I know it.
That's what government bureaucrats do. Did you hear about the Native American who got the $850 fine?
That was pretty
for
outrageous.
For picking cattails?
Yes, yes. Pretty outrageous. I thought of myself because I go down to our little river place down there and pick those cattails. But you spray them with hairspray. They say it's bad for the environment. Yeah, because they blow up. And then they're
what? This is hairspray thing.
Yeah, spray with hairspray so they don't open up.
Fall apart. Yeah.
So they don't open up.
Oh, okay.
Because you don't want that stuff all over the place. That's what the Indian wanted him for, right?
No, he was going to teach an elementary class how to weave something out of them.
The government involved in that. Everything. The government's involved in everything.
Right.
Everything. What else? Colorado proposed ruling requiring dolls of three races. What?
Speaking of the
is
government
this?
Overreaching.
Yes.
They have new proposed rules in Colorado for daycare providers. They have to have dolls of three different races
Department
to get
of
a
Human
license.
Services.
What in the world?
Do they have to have a gay doll as well?
Yeah, that'll be next, won't it? In California, they're doing something like that.
Well, that'll be in New York. They'll have
they
to
have
a gay
have
doll.
Gay people in their social studies classes now.
Aren't they petitioning to get the gays into the history books?
Yeah, that's
well?
California. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, my goodness.
They have to mention gay people in their history courses.
I don't get it.
I get it.
What is it?
Well, what's
next? It's the
same
thing they've been doing. Yeah, it's the same thing they've been doing for years. They're just taking control. It's control this little bit, now control another little bit, control another little bit. And pretty soon, we'll just be behind fences, and they'll be throwing a slop.
So should I run in there and say, hey, you should mention Dutch people at some point in your history class? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, Germans.
Yeah.
Little people, like 3 feet, 3 feet high.
What does it have to do with your sexuality? I mean, I see the color. Okay, the color.
Sure.
We're trying to be equal. The Jesus loves
thing.
The little
sure.
children of the world, red and yellow, black and white.
They probably just want Harvey Milk mentioned in their history class. I'm sure that's it.
Well, I'm glad they're dealing with that dollar issue. This has bothered me for a long time.
Yeah, this is bothering me too.
Rather than dealing with Social Security or budget deficits, I think
it's important stuff.
Yes.
You know, the last time I was in Michigan, my granddaughter, who's, what, four? She had a black Barbie doll. I thought that was kind of funny.
Hmm. Hey, I want to know about this. I want to know about Barbie doll?
Yeah.
Say that again. I was
black,
off here.
My granddaughter had a black Barbie doll the last time I was home. I thought that was cute.
Is Ken still around, by the way?
Yeah.
Is he?
He was white.
Greening as always. Well, they got a... I'm not going to say it. No. Stop it. Let's not go there, okay? Let's not go there because I'll be trying to pull some
and
kind of joke out of
the black Barbie doll was bossing Ken around all over the place.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, we know. Okay, how about this? ATF chief denies blame for gun tracking program.
Oh, that's huge.
Oh, my gosh.
That's turning into a huge scandal. That's the end of Eric Holder, I'm pretty sure.
What a bright idea this was.
Yeah.
Let's give them a bunch of guns and we'll follow them around and see where they go. Oops, I lost track of them.
And the Obama administration thought the head of the ATF was going to fall on his sword and resign and that would be the end of it. And he went into Congress secretly, without the Obama administration even knowing, a week ahead of when he was supposed to go in and testify, and said, I didn't know a doggone thing about it. And the Justice Department, that's Eric Holder, is trying to stop me from telling you the truth. So now, this is huge.
The rats are turning
He's
now.
He's turning on his on his president.
Well, that's what happens. Pretty soon, the rats begin to turn. Wherever, you know?
And this is huge. I mean, they sold one of the guns that killed a border agent, so... Yeah. This
that's outrageous.
How did
you know,
they
from
think
drug
they were,
dealers to, you know.
What were they thinking, sincerely?
Yeah, Mexico
how did they think
is
they
furious.
Would keep track of all these. They had strings tied to all the guns and they were going to follow
they're all labeled.
Follow it.
At what point were you going to wrap this up and say, okay, let's stop selling guns to the gangs because we know what we need to know? I mean, when was this going to end?
What is happening?
And Mexico is furious.
This is the same government that wants to run every aspect of our life when they do crazy things like this.
How scary is that?
Yeah, it's very scary.
But of course, they were so successful with Amtrak and the post office, so why not?
Oh, yeah, why not let them control that, too?
Everything, yeah.
I have never taken a train ride. What is up with that?
Oh, it's fabulous. It's
awesome. Have you ridden a train to California?
I'll tell you what the problem is. It takes forever.
Why?
And if you get one person in there talking on a cell phone for 18 hours... You could die before you get out there, or someone could die.
So you've ridden it over the Sierras?
I came from Montana down to California. It took me like 32 hours, and I had to sleep on the Sacramento bench for 6 hours before I could catch it from San Francisco to Reno.
So what were you, like
I mean, Sacramento to Reno.
Some kind of a hobo at some point? I mean,
no,
what was this all about?
Yeah, I was a hobo. I was a hobo, okay?
No, gypsy's a better word.
No, I went to see my friends in Montana, and I stayed up there for a little while. And on New Year's Eve, I had to come back, and I rode from the mountain, the big mountain, and that's where you catch the Amtrak. And I had never taken it. I could have taken a plane, but I'd never taken a train, and I wanted to try it.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I want to ride that train.
I'd get a sleeper car the next time I go because it takes you forever.
Do they have
anywhere.
Those really? I just thought those were in movies.
They do have them.
And there are some spectacular routes in the country or the Canadian Rockies.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful ride.
It's a little bit like going on a cruise ship, except this is land-based. I love the idea of just sitting in a dining car, looking out the window, eating, you know.
Yeah, you've been seeing too many movies, Steve. And they got the smoker's car. You can't even go in there to watch TV. Forget it. Oh,
you know,
die before
I took
you
a hike
out.
Last weekend and I crossed the train tracks as a train was coming. I noticed there were five engines all running full speed trying to get that train up to speed to get over the Sierras. It must not be easy to get a train up those mountains.
No, and it's not easy to stop one once you get it going. But it's a fun. Anybody take a ride, but they need better routes. They need quicker routes. You can't get anywhere in a hurry. I mean, like I said, not even from Sacramento to Reno. 6 hours had to wait on a bench to get from there to here.
It's just not really, though.
It's not that affordable.
You know,
not anymore.
Every time I've looked, it's turned out to be just as cheap to fly. And I think, how do they stay in business?
It's a little cheaper than that. A little cheaper than that.
Could it be because the government runs it?
Could it be, Steve? I'm having a feeling that's it.
I was thinking the same thing. Okay, now I wanted to just change the subject. We only have about a minute, but I wanted to talk a little bit about this because we talked about Integrity Casting, and they're doing a movie.
Well, it's actually a documentary, a docudrama. John the Baptist. And it's Nat Geo.
And they were doing it, and they were taking auditions, but they had to cancel it because of weather, so it's going to come up again. So I just wanted
to tell them, Jay.
Tell them, Amy.
That's very nice.
Tell them what they're
going to
do.
So it was supposed to be in May, but it's now going to be the end of July. We're looking for disciple types. And JP,
why are you, looking at me?
In. No, you came in.
Psycho's the word.
In May.
Psycho's the word.
I needed more hair.
Okay, so that's coming up for you. So just contact Integrity Casting to find out about that. Thank you for joining me today, JP. Thank you, Denise. Thank you, my sweet little Amy. And thank you, Steve Ossie.
My pleasure.
Yeah, we'll be back
here
next week.
Here on the 53rd floor of the Motel 6.
So you love it, huh? Look at the view. Here on Fox News. Oh. I did it again. You're on the buzz. 1270 KVCC. Reno Sparks, an American broadcasting station. And CBS News is next.